up, guys, and welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument podcast. My name is Angel, also known as That Chick Angel. Tell them who you are, boo-boo.
I'm Marcus, the host, other host of this podcast.
I mean, you struggled through that one today, didn't you?
Yeah.
So we get another podcast in for you guys. If you all don't know this already, or if this is your first time watching us, thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast is up every other week on Wednesday. You can find it on iTunes, SoundCloud, as well as Google Play and a whole bunch of other places where podcasts are post. Again, this is This Going to Cause an Argument? You can find me, That Chick Angel, everywhere. Instagram at That Chick Angel, Facebook at That Chick Angel, along with my other shows on there, Mommy Confessions and Monday Motivations, as well as YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. I am not going to ask my husband where you can find him, because he ain't nowhere but where he's supposed to be.
Exactly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what keeps a marriage alive. So thank you again. Please rate and review us. It makes us more discoverable on all those platforms. We greatly appreciate it. But today we're going to jump on into what is just grinding your gears. What is pissing you off this week, my husband of mine?
It's way too much to count. Actually, I've been trying to ignore stuff that's been getting to me.
Good. I'm so proud of you.
I mean, this is a new thing for me. I used to not care. Like,
I know.
All my F's I kept in the closet, locked away in a safe. For some reason, lately I just been giving way too many of them out.
Oh, we meant you saying that you used to not care, meaning you used to let things roll off your back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
When was that?
Yeah. It's been quite a coincidence.
A coincidence? Oh, you talking about between?
Yeah, so I've been trying to just ignore stuff. It ain't working, but I'm gonna keep at it.
Yeah, yeah.
What's been grinding your gears?
Well, I'm not gonna say what exactly we found, but we found a bug.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday, in my cupboards, and that has been pissing me off all day long. As you notice, there are no dishes in the sink except for the dish that you just put in, because I have literally, anytime a dish gets used, I clean it, because I have no idea why we would have a bug like the one we had.
Yeah, we don't like bugs
in our house
at all.
Last night when I went to bed, I just sprayed the whole counter, produce and everything with the disinfectant.
Yeah, you look like me.
I said, oh, no. This is unacceptable. So that's really pissing me off, because there's no reason.
At our old house, every time I found a spider or anything in the backyard, I mean, I would spray every type of chemical that would kill anything. I'm surprised our dog survived back there. Because everything was just getting sprayed. Mm. It was a weekly thing. Pretty sure this is dangerous to everybody's health. But.
Right. So we just need to call our exterminator in just to handle things. Yes, Fernando. He's so good. For what, $65? He's something cheap. He do the whole house in the outside.
Attic, everything.
Everything. He's in it to win it. Only thing, we got to come up with a place to put them dank on dogs.
Ooh, I can't.
We just waiting for them babies to just go on to be with Jesus.
Especially that little one. I can't wait.
She don't want to keep
it
hair on her body. She don't.
I don't care about the hair. She don't want to keep her crap off the concrete.
I don't know what that is about. I don't know why she is adamant.
She needs to expire. That's what it is.
Don't. I mean, listen. Both of them are a mess. I had a Swiffer. Talking about something that pissed me off. I had a Swiffer. Wouldn't hurt nobody. When the gardeners come and they have to do our backyard, we put the dogs up into the laundry room and I move everything off of the floor. He pushes his head back into the corner and pulls the Swiffer out, because the Swiffer was hidden, and tears it apart for
it ain't
no reason.
The Swiffer don't do nothing. You need a mop.
That Swiffer
that's his
good.
Signal to you.
That Swiffer
he knows
is
good cleaning.
That's
technique.
Why that bug came in here, because it was like, she ain't got the Swiffer no more.
Don't know dirt, nothing care about no Swiffer.
You mean. Anyway, so they both can go. Don't just pick on my dog for crapping, okay? Anyways, we're going to move into the topic of the week. This topic has actually been something that Marcus had brought up probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He had a phone conversation with a friend. And go ahead and break down what pieces of the conversation was, because a friend did he give you permission to kind of talk about this on the podcast?
Yeah,
go ahead.
long story short, it's a couple. They're starting to get serious. And, you know, they're just talking about the future of the whole relationship and everything. So one thing that he did bring up, he's Christian, she's agnostic. And he was saying that he basically put on the table, like, this is how, if we decide to move forward, raise a family, I want them to come up Christian. So is that something we could work on? And not like this is what needs to happen right this
second. Women, something we can work on for the kids, or something we can work on. Are you going to come?
No, we need to be on the same page when it comes to raising up the kids. Like, I can't be telling them one thing and you telling them something different.
Okay, so she just basically either has to have the same beliefs or not say nothing.
I don't know if it even needs to be the same beliefs. I don't know. I don't think I got that far into. I don't know.
Because I'm like, how else? You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
yeah, you would have to believe it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah. So let's try to move. Let's assume that, and like basically let's just move toward that, because, you know, in a household you can't. He believes that it'd be confusing for the child,
mm-hmm.
for parents to be going two different directions.
Mm-hmm. And then her response. Because that's where the conversation. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Livid. Like.
Yeah.
This is BS.
She was unhappy.
Yeah.
With the conversation.
Absolutely.
And how long have they been together?
I don't know. Year and a half.
Okay, 2 years, year and a half. That's a long time for people in our age range.
I'm guessing.
Like
36,
38-ish age range.
Right.
So 2 years, that's a long time. So, well, when my husband was talking to his friend on the phone, you were just like, she's being childish, immature.
No. Well, the way that she approached this conversation, I feel was very immature.
Now, can you explain why? Can you elaborate?
I cannot remember back that far. That's why I wanted to talk about it that day. But it was more so of like, this ain't nothing to talk about. I don't know. I'm only getting one side of this story too, so I understand.
I know we're telling the story from his side.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm letting them know. I'm only getting one side of this story, but from what I remember, it was the way it was approached wasn't in like a mature manner. It was kind of like you saying that I'm gonna do the opposition of the whole where you want to be. Like, I don't understand that. That makes absolutely no sense type thing.
Because I know one thing you were talking about, like, she's kind of like just been cold to him and not really talking to him.
Yeah. I do remember that. Like, not wanting to talk, mm-hmm. not wanting to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
anything. And it's just like, so is it over? No. Well, we're going to have to discuss this at some point in time.
Yes. So is that still your stance? Like, what is your stance on it now? I mean, I can give mine if you want me to just start talking, but do you have a stance on it at all as far as in?
I mean, because I was asking about like how everything started off. I was like, so, you know, how was this approached at the very beginning? He was like, and he admitted to his fault. He did kind of like play it to the left, or didn't like make a big deal of you know, her beliefs early on in the relationships, which he realizes that it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it was a mistake on both their parts, I guess, because it's not like she's unfamiliar with the whole Christian thing. I think her whole family is that, but it's like, I think that's something they both should have brought up way before this point.
Well, you know, for some people, religious differences is not a deal breaker. Like,
true.
You know,
like some people, political differences is a deal breaker. And me and Angel have two different views on many things when it comes to politics.
So, it's hard for me to even fathom that she needed to have brought it up if she did not see a problem with him being Christian and her being agnostic and feeling like they could still have a future together. So, I'm with old girl. I would not be talking to him. I would be pissed just because I get it. When a dude is just being like, oh, this is great, and not really putting all the cards on the table, you know, you assume that you know what's up, not realizing that he's hiding anything, any motives that he might have. So, like, to throw that at somebody.
I think it was something that was hidden.
Well,
I think it was something that they came to a point, a crossroads. It was like, hold on, this is the age we at. This is how serious it's getting. Oh, kids got brought into the picture. okay, that's something we ain't really talking. I think this discussion was a set down of, it could have been a set down of, okay, so this is what.
Right, but that seems, see, to me, that seems immature on his part, because we not in our 20s no more. So, like, I would assume, unless you plan on being an eternal bachelor, that anybody that you date for longer than a month or two, you start to, like, think of the potential that they can have and what things. And, you know, that might be just the woman's thinking. But, like, for me, that was one of the first things one of the things that we talked about early on in our relationship was some of my, like...
Yeah. I mean, that's you, though. It's like, yeah, we say that's, you know, old to be... I mean, the way you approach it, that's an old age to be dating, so everything needs to be put on the front street right off top.
But you say,
like, in the beginning, it's like... You know, who knows how serious... I don't know. We don't know how serious they started off or anything like it.
Yeah, but we're 2 years in, so...
I don't know that for sure.
We're going to move with that assumption. Okay,
because if you move with that assumption, that's like... that.
Are they a year in?
Let's say a year and 3 months.
Okay, that's fine. A year and 3 months. That's still...
All right.
Long enough time, or more than enough time. I'm just saying, at a certain age, if you're the type of person that are saying... I eventually want to settle down with someone and not a person that's saying I'm going to be a playboy all my life. There are certain cards that you should put on the table early, just out of the fact that you're no longer in the mind frame of a 20-year-old that is a perpetual dater. Not to say that, you know, I'm trying to lock somebody down early on, but at least letting people know what it is. Because the thing is, they could just be having a fun ride for like 2 years and that's what it's going to be. But I don't know, it almost feels, I would feel blindsided if I was her, to get 2 years or a year and 3 months in or whatever it is and find out, oh, there is something that you feel is drastically wrong with me that I would have to change in order for this to work out. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I don't feel like the time frame and when he brought it up was, it would be considered immature.
If it's over a year, absolutely.
All right, yeah, all right. That's in your opinion. Like I said.
So what's the time frame then for if you 37?
If they had just came to the point of, oh, this thing might be getting serious, let's start discussing where this could possibly go. That's a perfect time to bring it up if it had not gotten brought up before.
Okay. So, okay, let's be real. Let's back up then. For you, granted, you've been married for forever, so you've been off the market for forever. But how long is a relationship for you before you realize, oh, maybe this is not forever, but this is for real serious.
I dated a girl a year and a half. I still don't know if she ever went to church.
wait a minute. You dated somebody a year and a half? I've always asked you the length of your relationship.
It seemed like a year and a half.
This is the first time I've ever heard
it was
that
well
long.
Over a year.
That's amazing. That long. Okay. But how old were you though, Marcus?
Yeah, I had to be early 20s.
Okay, so I'm saying with the mindset of a 30-something year old man, because you are that, do you feel like it takes literally a full-blown year for you to recognize, oh, I really care about this person and I see some potential? Because I feel like if it's just booty calls back and forth, that's something that is very evident. Where if it's somebody that you care about, you know that you care about them deeply prior to a year going by. No?
Yeah. I'm not doubting the fact that he is wrong for not bringing it up sooner.
Oh, okay, because that's what it seems like.
No. I said at the top, like, yeah, he definitely admitted fault for not bringing it up at the beginning.
Yeah, then that's my whole point. I don't know why
but
you are
like,
arguing with me.
I ain't arguing with you.
Go ahead.
But to approach it, with it being brought up, and to approach it and, like, go full silent treatment and everything else, is like, that ain't going to get nothing solved either. Like, is it silent to the point to where we need to cut this thing off? Like, this is where I stand. Where exactly do you stand? I don't even think that got discussed.
Right. And I'm saying I understand why her reaction was so to the point, because that does feel like you being sucker punched. It's just like, if you had been saying at the top for instance, I never plan on having kids. I'm not going to do it. And then a year in, a chick says, I say, we can only move forward if you decide to have kids. Like,
but that's completely like black and white.
So is agnostic versus Christianity.
Okay. So you see no fault on her part?
Absolutely not. She's been real about what she believes and what she feels. There's nothing for her to reveal. Unless she had given some sort of inkling that, you know what, I might think Jesus is Lord. But if she's been holding true to the fact that she's agnostic, like, for instance, some people, their religious belief is just like a comma Christian. And for some people, the Christian part of them is a huge description of who they are. It's a part of who they are. Her being agnostic and having been raised in a Christian, black Christian family and becoming agnostic, that's probably a huge portion of how she views herself.
Okay, but if I'm dating somebody and I'm agnostic, let's say me and you dating, I'm agnostic, and you invite me to church every single Sunday, eventually I'm going to be thinking, okay, so how serious is this for you? How serious is this to you?
I would be like, you respect me enough that you're just like, okay, cool, I can come. It's not that the church is going to set me on fire.
No, I ain't saying that. I'm just saying this is something that's extremely important to you. Like, I don't know. Like I said, at the beginning, it should have been brought up. The only thing I'm saying is to not discuss it. I understand you feel sucker punched and all that, but at least be willing to talk about it and discuss it. Because in my opinion, I mean, both parties could definitely be looked at as dead, as wrong. Like, it's a relationship. It works both ways. It's one of those things where you see the values that I was raised up, what I believe. Now that we've come to these crossroads, okay, it's at this point, it's at a more serious level. We actually having this conversation. I'm bringing it up and it's not being discussed. Is it a little late to be bringing it up? Absolutely.
Yeah. Because this, I guess this is my thing. If it was that important to him, then why date someone?
That's why it should have been brought up at the beginning. Like, I'm with that.
Okay, so that's why I'm saying I don't feel like her, because of how deep that is, I can understand why she's like, I mean, I'm sure eventually she'll be ready to have a conversation about it.
And this is so long ago, they probably already did. Like,
right, of course. But like, we were literally commenting on at the time. So if we pretend like he just told you this story yesterday, like, your point of view is she should be talking to him. And I'm like, nah, she can take whatever break, because if it was that important for me, I never dated anybody who was not a Christian, just because it was just that important to me. I didn't want to have that conversation ever. Like, you already know what it is. It ain't going to be me trying to bring you to Jesus. Like, either you already know him or we ain't together.
All right, but y'all Christians is bullheaded and stubborn, so that's what y'all got to be with. Like,
I mean, hey.
Maybe she's a little more lenient. They weren't thinking F.I.N. We all know he don't be thinking F.I.N.
That's the problem. I mean, because like you said, me and you have friends. We have friends that have converted over religions, not so much for their spouse or significant other, but just being exposed to it and being like, oh, I dig it, I'm a do that. Yeah. But I don't think it was ever a request from the other person,
right?
And I think that's a huge like lesson that he could learn, is just like, if you're gonna be lax enough to be able to date someone outside of your religion, then you have to believe that if what you truly believe is like something beautiful, important, and has like love in it or whatever it is that draws you to it, that eventually they will see it without you. Yeah.
And I wonder if it being not even, I think having a religion versus no religion might be playing a part too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge jump. Like, yeah,
like I think that's a huge part. I think if it was like, you know, Christianity and Muslim, like, okay, it's cool, you know, like we have friends that did that. One went to the other just off of being exposed and like, oh, this is a beautiful thing. I think in their particular case, you know, having a religion and not having one may also be a big hindrance, like on both parts, like at this point.
Yeah. I just, you know, I feel for both of them. I guess men, sometimes I don't understand the thinking of a man, but literally if I knew someone who grew up in the same type of environment as I did, as far as in religious beliefs, and purposefully decided to detach themselves from it, I'd be like, okay, no, you for real about what you doing, and this ain't gonna work. But yeah, I don't think giving an ultimatum, because that's probably what it came off as an ultimatum. If this
it could have, I don't, yeah, it could have.
It could have. I'm just saying, yeah. Like to say, if we're going to have kids, you going, we this is going to have to be something that we get together. That's never a good way to try to convert someone to Christ. Listen, if you want me to keep on giving you that, you're going to have to accept the Lord as your personal.
But then again, it could have came off of, not next week, not in the next 5 years, but let's see if we could work on this.
How would you bring it up if that was something?
I don't know.
Would you date a chick that was agnostic? Like back in the day, would you have dated a chick? I know you've dated girls who didn't have the same religion as you, but would you date someone that was like agnostic or atheist?
I don't know of anybody that I dated that had a different religion from me.
Was the one chick that was of a different race?
Christianity.
They were Christian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Look at you. Look at you.
Everybody that I know of their religion, it could have been some that wasn't, but like I said, it wasn't serious, so it didn't matter to me.
Right. That's the thing. When I feel like when you ain't approaching the chick as something serious, then who cares? But
Which one?
Do you know which one now? Yeah. They were Christian?
Yeah.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. If you say so. So you
seems got a little weird, but yeah.
You guys, what do you all think? Is this something that you all can see as like, okay, it was his bad, you know, mistakes happen. He forgot to say something in the beginning. Or is this like
that one is bad. He definitely admitted fault. Like, yeah, that was my mess up for not saying something sooner.
So I guess then the question is, how should he recover from this? How to recover? Yeah. Because, you know, definitely an apology.
Or should he? Like, are some of y'all on his side? Like, no. If it was brought up, it was a perfect opportunity to bring it up.
Yeah.
So Angela negotiated. She just going ahead and swaying it one direction.
Yeah. How should he recover? Nah. Well, because he's in the, well, at least he was in the doghouse.
How should she recover? All right. She's hell bound. He's trying to save her soul.
I don't you say that. You a fool. But let us know in the comments of wherever you're either listening or watching this. How do you feel like they should move on from him here, from either his perspective or her perspective? Because
or not move on at all.
Yeah, that's the part of moving on is
something that's got me questioning everything about us personally. She brought another damn victim into this house. I wasn't even gonna bring it up.
I did not. That's
where'd that
a lie.
Come from?
I cooked all of it today because I made food for a woman who just had a baby. Burn.
You couldn't just buy some in a can or something?
No.
They had to be fresh?
Yes.
She is a bay leaf plant, a basil plant in the kitchen.
It is.
And I picked almost off threw all it the into leaves. The neighbor's yard.
You could have. I picked all the leaves
why
off.
Why is it still sitting on the counter?
I made fresh basil because I was going to ask you if it would be plantable in the front yard because I picked off all the leaves, if the leaves would grow back. No?
Yes, but no, we're not planting in the front yard. It'll die long before it gets planted in the front yard.
I planted the other ones.
They were almost dead when you planted them. How are they doing right now? Have you seen them? Have you seen them?
The mint one is growing like crazy. The
mint is a weed, so of course it's going to grow like crazy. What about the other one?
Well, then why are you asking me how it did if you knew it was going to do well? Because it's a weed.
I'm going to check back in with y'all.
You're such a hater.
I'm hot. I got to go sleep.
Okay, we're about to go to sleep. You're the one who want to talk. I made her fresh pesto.
On
zucchini, spaghetti squash, because they're vegan. And I don't want to take a salad. And I made them cabbage without meat. Because I do things for other people besides tear them down. Try that me on too. For size. What?
You know I do stuff for people.
Yeah, you do. You do. I ain't lying. You do. All right, we're going to do the comment of the day. Sorry, I'm over here burping. Didn't mean to. This comes from Nicole Denise TV. This episode was so good. Hey, Nicole. Hey, family. This episode was so good. It perfectly illustrated what my friends and I have been discussing this week about the different emotional intelligence levels between men and women. Angel spoke from the general women's perspective of wanting her husband to be more emotionally in tune with her eating habits, and Marcus responded with straight logic and facts on the matter of her weight. I perfectly understand both perspectives, but I'm often left wondering, well, what is the solution?
There isn't one.
She says, keep creating awesome content, you guys. Yeah, I hope logic, you guys.
Facts.
Okay, happiness, peace. That's what I'm preaching over here. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. You guys, if you haven't watched last week's podcast and watched the bonus content we did over at Facebook, it was a Facebook Live. That did you enjoy doing it?
Yeah.
Him and he slow response.
I had to think. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we'll do another bonus content. Hopefully this Sunday, get you all's response to this one and talk back to you all about it. So make sure you all tune in to my Facebook page, That Chick Angel, this Sunday to be able to talk with us live, and we'll probably do some more polls and you can let Marcus know he's wrong yet again.
Yeah, so, y'all been seeing those polls. I appreciate y'all's honesty. You know what I'm saying?
Because you
get Angel, you're so beautiful. Your skin is so beautiful. Don't nobody say nothing about me.
They do.
See, Angel's bitter. She thinks it's because, oh, you're saying that because you're handsome and all this.
I'm not
has
bitter.
To do with it.
I'm not bitter.
You're,
I love
you're
my people.
So bitter.
I am not bitter.
Mm-mm. Can't stand losing, and you're just a loser. Up and down.
I wish I could hit you hard enough so they could hear it through the mics. All right, guys, come back next Wednesday back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument podcast. Again, please follow us, share this podcast with all the people that you know that can enjoy a good laugh and also some good conversation. We appreciate you coming, and we hope you all come back.
Y'all have a good one.
Y'all be blessed. Bye.